We remain standing for the reading of the gospel lesson from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. She went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace to you, O Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Well, the text is this message from Luke. We'll be reading from the Gospel of Luke for the rest of the year, actually until the end of the church year, at the end of November. We'll hear passages from Luke. I'll return again and again to Luke's unique perspective, which often, by the way, includes women. He specifically focuses on the women whom Jesus loved and ministered to. Here in this passage, we see a powerful interaction, a clash, a collision, and also an important thing that we can learn. Just before we go on, though, I'd like to give you an opportunity. Take a quick self-assessment, if you will, if you'll humor me. Make sure your heart is beating, okay? Now, on a scale of 1 to 10 for stress, where do you fall today? Right now, at this moment, on a scale of 1 to 10. If 0 is asleep, I'm looking out now, I'm watching. And 10 is rending your garments in stress. Where do you fall? Where are you for stress? I'm not going to look at who, but I saw that yawn. Now, what about if you... Now, did anyone come out as like a 9 or a 10? Okay. How about 0? Is anybody sleeping? Nudge them. When we were in Africa, there was someone who had a feather on a stick. I'm not joking here. I'm not lying. They would go around and tickle you under the chin if you were nodding off. Okay. Now, what about engagement? Okay, now we're talking about a different thing here. Stress is one thing, but what about engagement? On a scale of 1 to 10 for engagement, where are you today? If 0 would mean you didn't even just hear me. You're maybe thinking about something else, you're wandering. 10 is goosebumps. Okay, you know, hyper aware of everyone around you, of God's presence. Where are you at for engagement? 0 to 10 for engagement. We live in a stressed out world. But paradoxically, we also live in a world that is disengaged. I heard an interview with a singer-songwriter the other day on the radio, and the interviewer was just bending over backwards trying to get her to explain, "Where do your songs come from? You know, where?" And she just sounded like she was asleep in her soul. "Oh, you know, I don't even know sometimes where they come from." I'm not mocking her, but this is our culture. We are highly stressed due to the low-grade fear that is just promulgated everywhere, and yet we're disengaged. We're anonymous. We have our earbuds in and our phones in front of us. If we live in a stressed-out world that's also disengaged, the good news of Jesus today is that he reverses that. He reverses that. And so wherever you're at on that scale of stress, today I invite you to just come down a notch, or maybe 5 notches. This is a non-stressful place. You're safe here. Your stress can go away. And that's Jesus' ministry to you today. But also your engagement level. Your engagement level can come up, and you can participate in the work, the powerful, authoritative, life-giving work of Jesus in the world. Stressed, relax. Disengaged, well, let me open the door for you. Now, because we live in a stressed out world, and many of us have learned to function in a highly stressed state, we know a couple things about stress. First of all, stress, it really craves company, doesn't it? It's contagious. It's not only contagious in that if you're around a stressed person, you start to feel kind of agitated yourself, but stress is like a magnet. It kind of draws other people in. And have you ever been in a place where you're kind of like ready to just go off your rocker, and you come up against someone who is just chill? in case you didn't see that. Oh, boy. My wife just put up her hand, yes. So what happens? I should maybe just open the conversation. What happens when you are ready to go crazy and you come up against someone who is just chill? You kind of want to kill them. We didn't plan this, by the way. Friends, this is the place where we see Martha today. She's stressed. She's working hard. For a good cause, by the way. And she just cannot tolerate Mary's decision to sit around and listen to Jesus. That aggravates her. It annoys her. And yet from Jesus' own mouth, we hear a gentle rebuke for Martha and a commendation of what Mary has chosen. So what's going on here? What's going on in this passage? Well, this is about balance. And before we run away with a simple black and white, Martha was wrong and Mary was right, we need to understand balance. This is about the balance between serving on the one hand, which is good, and yet on the other hand, balanced by enjoying Jesus. This is about the balance between running on the fuel of challenge, which is good and appropriate and highly effective sometimes, but it needs to be balanced by listening to the music of grace, of gift, of freedom, and of love. Let's think about Martha in particular just for a moment, if you will. You know, it's difficult to find a specific fault with Martha, isn't it? In this passage, I mean. She was serving Jesus, after all. She was entertaining the King of Kings. And if Jesus came to your house, I bet you would also stress out a little bit. You want to serve him your best dish. You want to impress God. All of us do. And so it's hard, it's difficult to put our finger on just exactly what Martha missed today. In fact, the truth is, without Martha's, the world would fall apart. We would be in a world of people just sitting around looking at their navels. Martha was not all wrong. She was out of balance, but her service is also important. And we need to remember that along with this passage comes other passages in Luke's gospel that Martha is commended. Even Jesus, who comes to Martha and speaks to her at the occasion of Lazarus' death and resurrection, that he was the resurrection and the life, and that she had life in him. Martha was a friend of Jesus, and he knew her intimately. And he cared for her gently. Even in the passage, we can hear the gentleness in his voice. Martha, Martha, you're anxious and troubled about many things. Can you hear Jesus' invitation to take that anxiety away, to take that trouble away? If you're one who is anxious, who struggles with stress, who feels as though sometimes you're just about ready to come apart, then hear the voice of your Savior today inviting you to give that to him. No, Martha was not all wrong, and yet there was something in her service which was out of whack, out of balance. There was something in her service that prevented her from finding the one thing necessary which Jesus spoke about. Let's just keep that thought in our minds for a minute while we think, on the other hand, about Mary. Mary. To our minds, our accustomed minds with familiarity with stress and anxiety, Mary's way seems a little irritating at the start. She's just sitting there, listening. She's not just sitting there. How does one come to the place where Mary was in our reading? She's not just sitting there. She's growing. She has found the Master. She's listening. Her heart is open. And it seems to me that Mary has either found a way of controlling herself to be able to stop and wait and be patient for a minute, or, see, that's a good thing. On the other hand, she might be so desperate, she might be at the end of a rope, she might not know her next move. Either way, she's stopped. Now, as one who doesn't stop very often, it seems to me that that's the invitation for us today, is that we can learn to stop. We can learn to rest. Here, one that is familiar with service, but chafes at the idea of someone sitting at Jesus' feet just listening. I invite you today to stop, to hear him, to listen with your heart. This is a collision, isn't it? It's a collision between, on the one hand, hard work and productive service, crashing into, on the other hand, serenity and a listening heart. Now, it's not as simple as just choosing one or the other and saying, that's right and that's wrong. No, both are important. Service is important. Listening, waiting on God is important. And so what do we do with this passage? What do we do with this message? Well, it seems to me that the message today has to be personal. It has to come to you where you are, just as it has to come to me where I am. And if this is a message about balance, then it matters where you're at. It matters if you are feeling like you are weary because of your service, or whether you feel like you are wasted because you don't have anything to offer. It matters whether you feel as though you are like Martha, run off her feet with too much to do, or whether you feel disengaged and asleep. God knows, just as Jesus knew the difference between those two women that he served by his own presence. God knows where you're at. If you're stressed, then hear the invitation today to just stop and sit down and take a load off. Hear Jesus' work on your behalf. There's rest for your soul today. And Jesus' message, the message of the gospel, is unique among the messages of the world in that he has done it all. By his own suffering and death and resurrection, Jesus has done it all for you. There is nothing that you need to add to his work. Jesus stands uniquely in history as the one who has given of himself. He doesn't teach us the way to God. He is God, and he comes and finds his people. So if you're stressed, then hear the invitation of Jesus to stop today. On the other hand, if you're disengaged, if you're kind of asleep in your life, and you're wondering, is there anything even to do? If you're bored, then hear the invitation from Jesus today to come back to life. There is so much life, friends. There is so much opportunity. He can teach you to begin to see these things with fresh eyes and a fresh heart, and an overflowing soul. He can flood you with true joy. Joy that begins to be unstoppable in you, and then it begins to move you to serve your neighbor. Just before this passage, the scene with Mary and Martha, last week we heard it, the message of the Good Samaritan. It's also about loving your neighbors. So don't miss out today. Don't shrug and tune out and say, well, if Jesus has done it all, then that means that I can just go to sleep. No. Don't go to sleep. It would be tragic if you slept through this party. It would be your loss. Lower the stress. Raise the engagement. That's what I believe Jesus has for us today in this passage. Now, it's your turn. I want to invite you to participate a little bit. I want to give you an opportunity to take your self-assessment to the next level, and I know we're running out of time, but I'll be quick. There is a little bit of white space in your bulletin just at the very end, and I want to invite you to draw a triangle. Draw a simple triangle in there. Make it big enough that it fills up most of that white space, if you will. And I'm going to explain why we're drawing a triangle and how this can be a tool for you, as it's been a tool for me, that provides you with a way of assessing your balance. We're talking about balance today. And so we're talking about this triangle. Now, if you're a math person, a geometry person especially, you might be thinking, the triangle doesn't show us balance. We should be drawing a teeter-totter and a fulcrum. Patience. Patience. At the top of the triangle, the upper vertice, I would like you to write the word up. Up. Down and to the left, on the bottom left corner, I would like you to write the word in. In. And on the other side of the bottom, the word out. Out. The triangle helps us to balance the various activities of our lives. If we are starved for God's presence, then we need up. We need to hear his voice. We need to sit at his feet, just as Mary learned to sit at Jesus' feet. We need to be filled up with the goodness of God. And dear friends, through times of worship, through times of devotion, through times of prayer, through times of communion with God himself, he fills up his people. Jesus' gentle rebuke of Martha for criticizing Mary's actions that day was a reminder to Martha that Mary was doing up. Mary was doing up. And that's what she needed. If you're feeling weary and empty, then perhaps you need some up in your life. It's not just about going to church. Maybe your up looks like getting a nap, having a square meal, going on vacation. On the other hand, if you are in the bottom corner, left corner, in is the topic. In is the support that you need in your life from other people, from your church family. In is the investment in relationships that remind you that you have a family and a home, that you are plugged in. If you're feeling disengaged, if you're feeling like a floating balloon, not connected to any family, lonely, then you maybe need some in. Have I got good news for you? This church family is here to support you. It's here to tend to your needs. It's here to care for you. As your pastor, as your shepherd, I'm here to provide you with some in, and also to connect you with other people who are caring, who are ready to say, welcome, find a place here. Be supported. Be nurtured. The last corner of the triangle says out. This is our service. This is also a vital part of the life which Jesus puts into us. We have to have an outflow, don't we? If all we ever did was commune with God and serve ourselves and each other, our close friends, then we would be missing the opportunity to reach out beyond what we know, beyond even the walls of this church, to serve our community and to serve the stranger. Martha's service was a combination of in and out. She maybe missed the up. But the key is balance. All three activities are life-bringing activities. And the life that Jesus pours into his people happens in all three of these ways. I give you the tool because it's a tool that has helped me innumerable times over the last few years, to take a moment to stop, to draw a triangle, and to write down, what am I doing for up? What am I doing for in? What am I doing for out? Is there balance in my life? I invite you to ask yourselves the same question. And as Jesus fills you, as he directs your life, may you also have a fruitful and engaging and stress-free way of serving him. I'm closing, I promise. A quick word of warning. The title that I chose for this passage, this message, I should say, is Intimacy and Idolatry. There is a warning to us here, especially those who are servants first. Those who, like Martha, are used to extending ourselves even beyond what's healthy. And I chose that title for this message because even Christian service, friends, even ministry, can become an idol if it displaces God himself. There is an idolatry of ministry. There is an idolatry of service. Ministry is not my God. Service is not my God. God is my God. Jesus is my God, and sometimes he has good things which I have not even known. So I invite you today to be found by him. To be found in the place where you are by a loving Savior who brings you back into alignment, into balance, who brings wholeness and healing into your life, no matter where you are. Sit at the Master's feet for a little while today. Engage with what he has to bring. Overflow with the goodness and blessing of his kingdom as he speaks his word of life and love into you. And may you find an end to your stress and a new chapter for engagement today. May you engage with this Jesus, your Savior, as he continues to remake our broken world into a glorious and life-giving place. He is good. And now may the peace which comes in the presence of our divine Savior guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus and walk us forward into the dreams and hopes that he has in our world.